Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Way back in 2013, I was 22 years old and wanted to sell an old computer I had. It wasn't good enough to take into a shop or anything. It was kind of a piece of junk that I thought someone else could find use of. At the time, Craigslist was the only place I really knew of that you could post and sell things on, and honestly, I'd never heard any bad things happen from it. It seemed like an easy access site that people nearby could get discounts from. I trusted the area I lived in as well, so I really had no second thoughts when I listed the PC on the site. It only took a day before I received an email from someone willing to pay me that listed price, assuming it worked as I said it did. I assured him he could test it out when he picked it up, and we set to do the exchange the following morning. He said his name was Cameron, and that he'd send me an email when he was on his way over. On the next day, I got up early and waited until 11 a.m. when he was supposed to show up. I was expecting his email to say he was coming, but he never sent anything. At 11:15, with still no email or signs of him coming, I decided to just open up the blinds and watch TV while keeping an eye outside in case he did show up. There was nothing until about 11:45. From the corner of my eye, I saw a car slowly coming down the road and up to the front of my house. They stopped right on the curb, keeping the car running. Thinking it was them, I paused the TV and waited, but several minutes passed and the car didn't move or turn off. Then they suddenly just turned back onto the road and drove away. I got up and went to the window, looking at the road and just really not understanding what that was. I didn't know if it was Cameron or just some random person that coincidentally stopped there for some reason. I closed the blinds and sent an email to Cameron asking if he was coming, but there was never any response. After an hour, I was done waiting and just went on with my day, forgetting about the whole thing. I had lunch and eventually dinner, then got in bed early around 9 p.m. because I had to work the next day. I fell asleep quickly, but woke up some time after. I looked at the clock. It was only 11. It had barely been 2 hours. I closed my eyes again and tried to get back to sleep, but a very faint thump forced my eyes open again. I stayed laying there quietly, waiting to hear another so I could figure out what it was. Only a moment later, it came again. It was from somewhere downstairs, but it wasn't something I'd heard before. I had no idea what it could be. Worried there may be a problem with the house, I got up and went into the hallway, then over to the stairs, hearing it several more times as I made my way downstairs. It also started to get louder, being much more than just a quiet thump. I slowed down, stepping quietly through the kitchen, and turned the corner into the back hall. As I stared down the dim hallway, another thud rang through the house from directly at the end. When my eyes adjusted, I could see the faint outline of a figure moving outside the window. My heart stopped for a second, then another heavy thud shook the window, causing me to jump and step back. The figure stood still and faced the window. Then the shadow slowly became more clear as they leaned their face close, pressing against the glass as I saw their eyes lock on me. That moment of horror felt to have lasted for minutes, but I know it was only a second or two before they quickly backed up and sprinted away. I ran and called the police, but they had obviously gotten away by then, Despite it seeming like an easy case of it being the man from Craigslist, Cameron, it wasn't so simple. There really was no evidence of it being him, other than it happening on the same day I was supposed to meet him. I don't know what they wanted either, but the bolt holding the window down had divots on the outside, as if they were trying to break it out of the window seal. I never found out anything else, but I also never took to using Craigslist again. A couple years ago, I moved out of my dorm room and into an apartment. Of the few pieces of furniture that we had in the dorm, none of it was mine, so I was basically in need of everything. I had more money than I did before, and was planning to save for a few more months before making a bunch of purchases on things for the apartment, but there were still a few things that I did need right away. One of these was a bed frame, but they were all really expensive, and after buying a new mattress, I was really not trying to drop a whole stack of cash on a frame. I pulled up a few used furniture sites, but landed on Craigslist as it had the most postings. A lot of them were really cheap, or even free, but they all looked horrible. Then I came across one that wasn't too bad. It was just a plain old wooden bed frame that didn't look too beat up. I sent a quick email asking if it was still available, then went on with my search. A minute later, I got a reply. The man said it was still available for $35. That was a perfect deal for me, so I quickly accepted his offer and we set up a time to meet later that day at 6. While I waited, I unboxed some things and moved a bunch of stuff around in the bedroom to make some space for the frame, and then at 5:30, the man emailed me his address. It was 20 minutes away in an area that I hadn't been to yet, though I wasn't exactly familiar with anywhere too well, since I just moved. I grabbed some cash and headed out. As I drove, I looked around frequently to try to get myself familiar with what was around, but about halfway there, everything sort of dropped off. The town I was in very quickly ended, and the area became a lot less populated with buildings and houses. It was not what I expected. As I got to the neighborhood his house was in, I felt a little bit better seeing that the houses weren't too far apart, and it did look mostly normal. However, they were definitely not nice-looking houses. I pulled up to the address and parked in the driveway. The lights were on, and the front door was left open. I got out and walked up, ringing the doorbell. The man came a moment later. He was tall and heavy, wearing a hat and jacket as he invited me inside. He didn't really look strange in any way, but something about him made me feel strange. It was just the way he talked, I guess, kind of like we'd been buddies for years. I followed him upstairs and down the hallway that led to a small spare bedroom. We stepped into the room, and I was immediately confused. The room looked occupied, with a dresser, nightstands, and even clothes laying around, and even the bed frame had a mattress on it with sheets and blankets. I clarified with him that I was only wanting to buy the bed frame and not the mattress or anything else, and he said of course. I looked back over at the bed frame, seeing it looked like it was fine enough, so I said I'd buy it. He smiled and offered to help me drag it out to my truck, but said he'd want a drink before we get to it. The man walked back into the hallway and came back surprisingly fast with two glasses of beers that he must have been keeping in the next room over. He held one out to me, but I politely declined. He looked confused and said it'd be fun, acting like we might as well hang out since we're here. I told him I was really busy tonight and really just wanted to buy the bed frame and head out, but he was getting really pushy. His smile became noticeably less genuine as he urged me to have a drink with him. I quickly stepped past him and into the hallway, just to not be cornered in the small room, and I told him I was just gonna leave. I turned to walk out, and he immediately changed his attitude to being overly nice, apologizing and asking if I wanted to take the bed frame for free. I ignored him, walking faster down the stairs as I heard the man coming after me down the hallway. I was able to leave before he ever caught up, and only saw him standing at the front door as I pulled away. Maybe he was just some lonely guy living out there that wanted a buddy to hang out with, but it was all just a little too strange. I mean, the bed and room were clearly in use by someone. When I got home that night, I checked the posting again, but it was gone. From my memory though, I knew the frame was shown by itself, with no mattress or anything. And come to think of it, it's even stranger that it wasn't like that when I got there, considering his intent was to sell it. But whatever that man was up to, I didn't like it. I'm a 29-year-old female, and this happened to me just 3 years ago now. I didn't live anywhere near my family at the time, but one of my family members was having something serious go on, and I needed to be there for a few months at least. My options for living while there were either a hotel, which would be incredibly expensive, or rent a place from a private owner. Finding someone who will rent out for only a few months is not an easy task. Most people's absolute minimum is 6 months. I spent multiple full days looking online and basically had no luck until I got to Craigslist. I knew there was a renting section on the site, but I was trying to avoid it unless it was necessary. Fairly quickly though, I found a place not too far from where I needed to be. It was a very small house, which hopefully meant cheaper, and they didn't specify a minimum lease period. There was a phone number on the page, so I called it. An older-sounding woman picked up. She talked very slow, but we had a conversation about the property and pricing, and she was kind enough to let me only do a 4-month lease. Fast forward to a few weeks later, I arrived at the property. Again, it was somewhat close to where I needed to be, but it was also very far out of the way from the main city, and kind of tucked away in the woods. As previously discussed, the woman didn't meet me there, but instead left a key and some papers taped to the door. I went inside and took a look around. It was very old and kind of cramped. I did a bit of unpacking, then rested after the long drive, not doing much else other than watching TV. Around 7 though, there was a knock at the door. I got up and checked my phone, not seeing any text from the lady saying she was coming over. I walked up and looked out the peephole. There was a man standing a few feet away from the front of the porch. I opened it.
Hi, how can I help you?
He kept a serious face as he explained that he was here for the fireplace cleaning. I looked over at his van that was parked in the driveway behind my car, then back at him.
It's a little late, isn't it? Almost 7:30.
He shrugged and said that's what it was scheduled for. I told him to wait a minute, closing the door and walking back to the living room. I texted the lady and tried calling as well, but couldn't get a hold of her. I then went over to the fireplace, and it wasn't all that dirty. I didn't really know what to think, because it wasn't my house. Maybe it was just a cleaning service that the lady had scheduled as part of prepping the house for me. This might sound odd, but fireplace cleaning was almost such a random service that I thought the man likely wasn't lying. Like, if he said he was a plumber, or something generic, I probably would have been more skeptical. I went back, and when I opened the door, the man was now standing right on the porch, just a couple feet from me. It almost scared me, not expecting him to be so close all of a sudden. Before I could say anything, he said he was trying to get out on time tonight and needed to start now. Then stepped closer and put his hand on the door, gently pushing it a bit more open. Now I was getting uncomfortable and rethinking everything.
"Yeah, just give me one more minute and I'll let you in,"
I said, trying to close the door, but the man left his hand on it and kept it open. Knowing I couldn't close it if he wasn't going to let me, I had no choice anymore but to let him in. I walked him over to the fireplace as he followed me close behind. He went up and looked at it for only a second, and right as he turned around, I took my keys from the counter and ran out to my car. The man's heavy footsteps shook through the house as I got out and into my car. He ran up to the window just as I turned it on. With his van right behind me, I had to turn off the driveway and into the woods, dodging trees as I quickly made my way back to the pavement and eventually onto the road. I called the police while driving, too scared to stop. When officers arrived, he and his van were gone, having left the front door wide open. It plainly showed that he was not supposed to be there. Of what the police and I know, the man probably knew that this house was being rented out, and that whoever the new resident was, they wouldn't know if he was actually scheduled to clean the fireplace or not, so he might be let in. From there, it's anyone's guess as to what he planned on doing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.